Blog Talk Radio.
To you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. I want to celebrate, acknowledge, and appreciate my friends and supporters who are listening across the globe. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries, Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. The website address is www.holdashouseministries.org. That's holdershouseministries.org. This is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. We bring special greetings to the worldwide affiliate partners of Upper Room, International Ministries Kojic, and Holder's House Ministries in India, Pakistan, Liberia, Kenya, and Ghana. We especially acknowledge the newly planted church, Upper Room Kojic Ministry in Kitengela, Kenya. Good morning, by Nandisa with Toby Matt opens the show.
Marathon, I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up, because we both know that his mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
These announcements. Top of the Morning weekly web radio show is on Facebook. Like Top of the Morning radio show and stay informed about different events. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls, where I serve as pastor. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in the great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service times, Thursday night, Restoring the Watch of the Lord Prayer at 6:30 p.m., Light on the Word Bible instruction begins at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week while supplies last. Our Sunday schedule, Sunday school at 9:45 a.m. Banana bread and other homemade treats baked by yours truly are served most Sundays at the Sunday school. Our worship celebration begins at 10:45 a.m. The first Sunday is our Celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. We celebrate our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our seniors with free care packages. On third Sunday is Stir Up the Gift Service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimcogic.org. 5th Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Upper Room International Ministries Kojic is now on Facebook. Like our page, Upper Room International Ministries Kojic, and stay informed about ministry events. Or follow us on Twitter, all uppercase at URIMCOGIC. Help this house ministry endorse the following. Pat Media Management, that's P.A.P. Media Management, provides social media management for clients who are new to social media, or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites on their own. For more information, call Mr. Noel Figueroa at 646-372-6230. Cedric Wilson Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. That's cedricwootenphotography.com. New Gospel Radio, the Power Hour. Please tune in worldwide weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern to www.eastgatebroadcasting.com. If you live in the Hamptons, New York area, you can tune in to 90.7 and 93.3 FM, WEGD, hosted by Lydia Bonner, a.k.a. the voice of the Hamptons. Check out www.gospelisgolden.com, the 24-hour gospel station. Top of the Morning is rebroadcast on Sunday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the station. My guest today is Minister Henry Watson, gospel saxophonist. Joy of Life Ministries Church of God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska is now on Ustream. Go to www.jolchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler, Pastor Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Check out Gospel House Ministries in Brooklyn. Follow them on Twitter at Gospel House DK, that's one word, or subscribe to their YouTube channel, Gospel House Men DK. Reverend Herbert Ward, Senior Pastor, Brenda Ward, Pastor. Worship is more than a feeling. It's a lifestyle. A saved and anointed musician available. Plays the organ and keyboards, versatile in traditional and contemporary music. And also sight reads. References are available. Call Minister Terrence Butler at 917-406-7132 or email him at tbutler57@aol.com. Saturday night Sunday school at Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 1700-045-POUND. I will be the guest instructor on Saturday, July 20. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. I would like to give away 2 tickets to a stage play called Ready or Not, Here I Come. The performances are on July 21 and August 3 at 5 p.m. at the Dempsey Theater at 127 West 127th Street between Linux and 7th Avenue. Ready or Not, Here I Come is a story about the choices we make and the consequences of those choices. Just call now at 1-877-404-1824, and I will take your information offline and forward it to the producers of the stage play. On Monday, August 5th and Monday, August 12th, Top of the Morning will not air a live broadcast. I encourage you to listen to any previous broadcast you may have missed, some recommendations, any of the February or March shows I've celebrated African Heritage Month and Women's History Month, respectively, with very special guests, or the April 1 episode of Pastor Reva Tim, the April 8th episode with noted author and seer Jonathan Wilson, or April 29th with Pastor Michael Jenkins and poet John Evans. Just click on www.blogtalkradio.com/Pastor-Maureen. Scroll down, and that will take you to any previous episodes with descriptions. Again, August 5 and August 12th, Top of the Morning will not air a live broadcast. This concludes the announcements for you covering yourselves accordingly. The short selection was the Martins and Christ There Is No East or West, and the music playing in the background was Judah, Jesus Lives in Me. It's time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer is Tamla Mann singing the Blood Medley. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1 says, men are always to pray, not faint, but let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. You are Alpha and Omega. Lord, we worship you this morning. We are exclusively committed to you. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. We worship you, for you are great. You are the God of the heaven and the earth. You are our sanctifier, our righteousness, our shepherd, our shelter, and our provider. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. Save the unsaved, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For those who are saved, born again. We know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, we shall be ungodly and sooner appear. Your word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Help us, Lord, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. We accept you as Lord and Savior in our lives. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes we are healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you are a deliverer. So in the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and lose healing for afflicted bodies and healing for tormented minds. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Let your faith go up. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you. Your word states that you are the Lord God who heals thee. In the matchless name of Jesus, I speak to cancer. Spread of cancer be rebuked in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, congestive heart failure be rebuked. I lose complete restoration and healing in the chest area. In the name of Jesus, I speak to asthma and conditions related to asthma. Be healed from that condition. No more fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. I plead the blood of Jesus against severe allergy attacks against the saints in this season. Lord, you heal up the broken in heart and bind this up their wound. In the name of Jesus, heal wounded emotions. Heal broken family relationships and heal backsliders. We thank you that as you did for Daniel, you have come for our word. Lord, help us to seek first your kingdom and all of its righteousness because we know that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. You are a God that is close by, not far off. Your ear is inclined to the righteous. Behold, your hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is your ear heavy that it cannot hear. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively because it will avail much. So God, help us to target our prayers, be sensitive to your promptings, and increase our discernment. We thank you for the authority you have given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I lose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I lose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I lose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You are not a man that you should lie. We are standing fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free, and we are standing with our loins girt about with truth. We are standing on our testimony. Having done all to stand, we are standing. For your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who love you. Lord Jesus, we give you the glory and the honor as we stand. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doors in our lives where the enemy will try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God and the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness, prayerlessness, and carnality among the saints. I lose commitment to the ways of God. I lose a desire to speak the things of God. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, jealousy, and envy in the body of Christ, and I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. In the name of Jesus, I bind barrenness and loose increase. In the name of Jesus, I bind anxiety and stress and loose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the past habits that had us down, and on today, we decree and declare that we are delivered, and we will stand fast and not be entangled again. Cast down the high places that hinder us from completing our assignments. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance, delaying miracles for the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise, hallelujah, for the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, teach my hands to warn, my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Lord Jesus, we have been tried by fire. We are coming out as gold, for you alone know the way that we take. On this day, we confess that we will acknowledge you in all of our ways, but we will trust in you and not lean to our understanding. Lead us in the everlasting way, for your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, grant our petitions, for we know that there's nothing too difficult for you. Help us to delight in you, so our desires become your desires. Order our steps and take over our plans. I decree and I declare that my times and seasons are in your hands, that they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. I confess that I am walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow me to accurately discern my times and seasons. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, but let me have and walk in the spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give me the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you for this is my set time for favor. Lord, we touch and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in his faith. Lord, remove spiritual cataracts and scales from our eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our fire spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make way for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord Jesus, according to your word in Romans 1:11, Apostle Paul provides to impart spiritual gifts so that others will be established. Lord, we submit to you. Grant us the ability to help establish others in ministry by your anointing, guidance, and impartation. Lord Jesus, I am in agreement with our apostolic leaders that those who have been called to the different offices of fivefold ministry will accept the call, go through the process, and wait for you to commission them. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, we declare on today that we will walk in the Spirit, be led by your Spirit, produce what fruit of the Spirit, because we abide in you and live in the Spirit. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. Lord Jesus, send forth laborers into the harvest. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you thanks for this, the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In Jesus' name, amen.
To everyone.
Everyone who made it.
Yeah.
Hopeless situation. Now you have a story.
The angels can't see.
You can't sing in glory.
You're redeemed.
You're redeemed from the hands of the enemy.
Yeah. Here we go.
Whether it's in the courtroom, fighting in the boardroom, trying to feed your family, kicked out underneath you.
God's able.
God is more than able.
Turn and tell your neighbor,
now it's time to
get a
witness.
Can I get a witness?
Be one more witness.
The God's in it.
God's
Anthony Brown and Group Therapy singing Testimony. We're getting ready to go to our interview segment with a dynamic gospel saxophonist from Florida, Minister Henry Watson. We're getting ready to bring him on the line. Top of the morning to you, Minister Watson. This is Dr. Faye Butler. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
God bless you, Dr. Faye. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing quite fine. I just want to thank you for getting up and coming on the show with me. So let's get started. Can you tell a listening audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am a gospel saxophonist out of Brandon, Florida, and I'm on a mission. A little bit about me is that I've been in the Lord since 1981, and I play music. And the Lord has so blessed me to be able to perform on the saxophone. It's a ministry for me. And I'm out of Dallas, Texas, and I've been doing it for a very long time. So truly, the Lord has truly blessed me to be able to be a witness for him.
Amen. Amen. So can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, your journey as a gospel saxophonist, how you got to where you are now, maybe some successes and challenges?
Of course. Well, actually, most of my success comes from the Lord. It's not always individual awards. Mm-hmm. It's about being able to do what God has called and ordained you to do. So I have did some things in Dallas, Texas with some of the radio stations, with KGR at 1440 and KHBN 97 in Dallas, Texas. I have created another group by the name of Original Garland Texas back in the 80s. And so I decided to do what the Lord had called me to do and this time, that I was to be able to utilize my gift on the saxophone. So I have a new group now, Henry Saxophone Watson, which is myself. And I'm also with the Gospel Warriors of Florida as well. And accomplishing things, it's about the Lord with me. It's about the Lord and letting God use you and lead you to do what you're doing.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Now, can you share maybe a short message of encouragement or advice for up-and-coming musicians or artists?
Yes. My advice to them and encouragement is to continue to do what you're doing for the Lord. Make sure it's for the Lord and not yourself. And be encouraged. Don't look at the dollar sign. Don't look at money. Look at doing it from your heart, because God has given you the gift. He said, freely you receive, freely you shall give. So you give your gift back to the Lord no matter what he sends you to, no matter how big or no matter how small the place may be. Do it in the name of Jesus, your truth.
Amen. That is such a blessing. Now, we were not able to play some of your music, so can you tell the listening audience where they can listen to some of your music or purchase any of your music?
Yeah, they can listen to and purchase some of my music online with www.reverbnation.com/Henry Saxophone Watson, and they can order there, and they can also listen to my music online, or they can order it from me personally. You can call my number, and this is a booking as well. It's a booking as well. So call my number, 813-770-0013, and I can make sure that I get you a copy of my music as well.
Yes, yes. You know, you've been always an encouragement. You say just such wonderful things online. And I did, to listen to him, I did listen to him. He's a dynamic saxophonist. And I want to encourage you to go to that Reverb Nation address. And I thank you for what you said, Minister Watson. It's very interesting. From all of the musicians or artists that I've had on the show in the past month and a half, they basically all said the same thing. Give your gift back to God. Let God use you in the way that he wants to use you, and then all of the blessings will follow. So I just thank God that you just sit in line with what everyone else has said. And we certainly, you know, wish God's blessings upon you. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we hang up?
I'd just like to basically say, truly, Dr. Faye Butler, I just like to tell you that I truly appreciate you for giving me this opportunity to be on the air this morning, on the Top of the Morning Show, and I'm truly thankful and grateful what you're doing for me. And continue to listen to the music and share it. I would really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes, I will. Thank you so much, Mr. Watson. Mr. Watson, you have a blessed day.
You be blessed.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We thank God. That was Minister Henry Watson. And again, you can listen to his music if you go to Reverb Nation Backfast. Henry Saxophone Watson. Check him out. He's an excellent gospel saxophonist. He's from Dallas, Texas, and is now in Florida. We thank God for him coming on the line with us this morning. After the short selection, I Need Thee by Anne McCreary, I will return and continue my weekly series I'm teaching on the fruit of the Spirit.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Yeah. I need thee, oh, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
Of the Spirit, Lesson 4. On last week, I reviewed the characteristics peace and long-suffering. On today, I will teach on the characteristics gentleness and goodness. The four overarching themes for this series are walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and live in the Spirit. The characteristics are broken into three groups. The first group contains those characteristics which turns one's thought toward God, love for lovers of God, joy, for we rejoice in the Lord, and peace that passes all understanding. The second group contains those characteristics that directs our attention to our fellow man, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. The third group of characteristics refer more directly to oneself, faith, meekness, and temperance. The lesson learning outcome is to review the characteristics, gentleness, and goodness, using the lesson template, which covers definitions, what the word states about the characteristics, and an inspirational thought. The scriptures for today are Galatians 5:22-24 and John 15:5. Let's begin. All scriptures, unless otherwise stated, are King James Version. Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections and love. John 15:5 states, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Let's look at gentleness. Here's some definitions. The New Testament shows that the word describes temperament or character and a way of behaving toward others. The word translated goodness, gentleness, or meekness is the Greek word kratos, and the lexicon tells us it means mild, soft, gentle. It describes a manner and attitude, a person's character, a way of responding. Too often we are inclined to mistake meek for weak. Our Lord certainly is not weak. Gentleness or meekness describes a calm disposition, particularly under fire, which actually requires a great deal of strength. So, as we continue with definitions, gentleness as defined by the ancient Greek, to describe persons or things which have in them a certain soothing quality. An example, having a humble and kind demeanor which calms another's anger. To describe gentleness of conduct, especially on the part of people who had it in their power to act otherwise. To describe the ability to take unkind remarks with good nature. An example, being able to discuss things without losing one's temper because of unkind and unfair personal remarks. Most often to describe the character in which strength and gentleness are perfectly combined. There is great strength present, but it is tempered by a gentle spirit. This does not imply that there is never a place for anger in a gentle person. Indeed, the person who displays gentleness is angry on the right ground and against the right person and in the right manner and at the right moment and for the right length of time. That was by Aristotle. He will err on the side of forgiveness rather than on the side of anger. Exploring the word, I will review this characteristic by looking at how Jesus and Moses were examples and then the place of gentleness in our lives. Gentleness exemplified by Moses and Jesus. The example of Moses, though as God's chosen servant, he could have rebuked Aaron and Miriam. He humbly kept silent. That's Numbers 12, 1-8. His silence was not from personal weakness. Consider his reaction to the golden calf in Exodus, the 32nd chapter. His pleading with God, again in Exodus, the 32nd chapter. Rather, his meekness was the result of a humble opinion of himself. The example of Jesus. Notice his meekness at his trial in Matthew, the 27th chapter. It was not due to his lack of strength. His powerful strength had already been demonstrated in denouncing the Pharisees in Matthew, the 23rd chapter, and in purging the temple in John, the 2nd chapter. His meekness at the trial was evidence of strength, not weakness. Gentleness, then, is that virtuous quality by which we treat all men with perfect courtesy, that we can rebuke without rancor, that we can argue without intolerance, that we can face the truth without resentment, that we can be angry and sin not, that we can be gentle and yet not weak. That was from Barclay. Again, this quality comes from having a humble opinion of oneself, along with the inner strength to control one's emotions, tongue, and behavior. Now let's consider the place of gentleness in the lives of Christians. We ought to receive the word of God with meekness, as James 1:1-21. We must approach brethren in error with a spirit of gentleness, Galatians 6:1. We must correct those in opposition with humility, 2 Timothy 2 chapter. We ought to answer inquiries concerning our hope with meekness, 1 Peter 3:15. The New Testament also shows gentleness the way to treat your fellow Christians. In Colossians 3:12-13, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. Conclusion, one who is walking by the Spirit is going to be a gentle person, even in the most trying circumstances, because of humility and inner strength. Jesus demonstrated what it means to be gentle and lowly at heart. If we are his disciples, we should seek to be like him. This calling from Jesus demands a certain character within us. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's Ephesians 4:1-3. And we are to be found worthy of our high calling. We must also walk just as he walked, 1 John 2:6. God charges us to be gentle with others and to sincere love, working hard at maintaining the bond of peace, which is his word. An inspirational thought. Gentleness also governs our dealings with those outside of Christ. Titus was commanded as an evangelist to remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. You have an influence on those around you, whether you want to or not. What people should see in your Christian walk is gentleness, self-control, and humility. Your calm demeanor and desire for peace will make you different from the world and will let the world see Jesus in you, and that's good. Let's go to goodness. To define goodness, the person who displays goodness is not like the person who is simply just. The person who is simply just is only to another what he has earned, whereas the person who is good is generous to give what was not deserved. The person who displays goodness is not like the person who is evil. The person who is evil begrudges everything he has to give. The person who is good is open-hearted, open-handed, and generous. It has been said that goodness is easier to recognize than to define. There may be at least two ways you might be able to come to a proper understanding of this word, comparing it to the words just and evil, considering two examples in the New Testament of good people. Exploring the word. So I look at this characteristic by comparing goodness to what is just and what is evil, then look at two examples in the New Testament. Comparing goodness to the words just and evil. The Greeks often compared goodness with justice. Barclay writes us how the Greeks compared these words. Justice, they say, is the quality which gives a man what is due him. Goodness is a quality which is out to do far more than that and which desires to give a man all that is to his benefit and help. Again, Barclay writes, the man who is just sticks to the letter of his bond. The man who is good goes far beyond it. This suggests that the primary idea of goodness is generosity. In the New Testament, the word from which goodness comes is often contrasted with evil. In a few places, the words evil and good have particular meaning. In the parable of the laborers, Matthew 20, evil means envious, while good is used for generous. In Matthew 6, 19 through 23, the context speaks of evil or bad eye, which is begrudging and ungenerous. In contrast, to the eye that is good, which lays up treasure in heaven by being generous to others. With that in mind, consider the examples of good people. Barnabas was a good man, Acts 11:24. He was generous with his possessions. He was happy to see the progress of others. Barnabas was an encourager of others. He was liberal with his good words, which is how he got his name. Look at Acts 4:32 to 37 and Acts 11:23. This is consistent with our definition we just read, that one who is good is generous to give others what is not deserved. Dorcas was a good woman, Acts 9:36. She was full of good works and charitable deeds. Even in her death, her goodness was being felt. Acts 9:39, where the widow was shown tunics and garments she had made. The conclusion, all those who are truly led by the Spirit of God will produce the quality of goodness. Look at Ephesians 5:8-9. That is, doing kind things beyond what is expected or required. Such was the case of Barnabas and Dorcas. That we should be full of goodness is only natural. For God, who is our Father, demonstrated his own goodness. This he did by giving his Son to a sinful world undeserving of such grace. The inspirational thought. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. That concludes the lesson on gentleness and goodness. These lesson outlines and contents for all of the past few weeks were extrapolated from various ministry resources. I hope you were blessed by today's lesson. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word on today. Let someone be convicted and accept you as Lord and Savior. Help us to walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, manifest the fruit of the Spirit, and live in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. The steps of salvation, the 4A. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Acknowledge, agree, ask, and accept. The next two songs will be by artists who will be my guests on July 22nd. Andre Bird, who's from New York, will be singing Believe. And then Ms. Morritt Brown Clark from Maryland, although she's originally from New York, will be singing I Hear the Sound of Victory.
Just a minute, I need a second to breathe out in the open. I was so foolish, exposure, defeat. I should just end it, it's what he wanted. Distorted of focus has me beat. No one would miss me. I am an orphan, a heavenly father. Help me believe. Oh, this is the cry of a believer. Oh, waking the fire inside of me. Oh, oh, the doubt in the spirit growing deeper. Where is hope when you really need her? I really want to believe in me. A woman on virtue, he was a man of integrity. The deal wasn't sealed, it wasn't official. They trusted the greatest enemy. Now a new heartbeat shifted their plans and threatened their image. Just couldn't be. They ended the heartbeat, yielding depression. They left their safety, grace and mercy. Oh, this is
believe in me. I thought I was so unwanted, unlovable, I had aborted the destiny you had conceived in me.
In me,
in me. Ooh, ooh yeah. Then you told me you don't love,
don't love.
You don't love the way that I love. Nothing could ever separate me, not even me. Waking the fire inside me. Oh, oh, the doubt and the fear is growing deeper. Where is hope when you really need her? I really want to believe in me.
Thank you.
was Andre Bergson in the lead and Morlett Brown Carr, I Hear the Sound of Victory. We thank my guest, Minister Henry Watson. May God bless him and keep him. My guests next week are Dr. Timothy and LaTanya Ellington. They are founders of Ellington Enterprise, LLC. They're into health, holistic health and wellness. So we are looking forward to them being on the broadcast to share with us some things about how we could do to keep ourselves happy, healthy, and holy. Well, and I just want to remind you that, again, on Monday, August 5th, and on Monday, August 12th, Top of the Morning will not air a live broadcast. I'm encouraging you to go and listen to some of the previous broadcasts I recorded early in the year, in February or March, or listen to some of the broadcasts I suggested early in April, April 1, April 8th, or April 29th. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour, and it's time to say goodbye until next week. This is Dr. Faye Maureen signing off. Until next week's Top of the Morning show, I want to say goodbye, world, as we end with Bishop Hezekiah Walker singing I Feel Your Spirit, and then our benediction song, Walk in the Spirit, by the Clark Sisters. Promote the three G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
About time for a war cry, though.
Ready. I feel your feet.